Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Eat too much. Yeah. It's
Story of my life.
so
Yeah.
sad. I hate when I eat food too much and then I'm like, I regret it afterwards. But at least it
Story
was
of
healthy.
everyone's life.
True. Anyways, what's happening?
I just tried to record something and I published it. I don't know what I said in that podcast, but it was how I was feeling at that moment. So I feel good. Right now, I feel great.
No,
Because
it sounded very pure and natural. It didn't sound like you were acting or anything. I think that's the important part because we don't want to have like a podcast where we're just like, reading off a screen or reading off our notes. We want to sound natural. That was like sort of like the whole vibe of everything. So I think it's good that you did that because I mean I've had those urges where I just wanted to like pick up my camera, record something, or like pick up my phone and record something. And I've done it, but I just never had the guts to publish it. So it's because I think it helps you vent out everything that you're feeling and it feels good. Even if no one listens, it's off your chest because you said it out. And now, zaruri nahi hai that there's someone there to actually like listen to what you're saying.
And it's incredible how a simple thing like this, publishing your podcast, it really plays tricks on your mind. And it's such a simple thing, really. Speaking something and just hitting the publish button. And between the moment where you record and you want to publish, you just judge yourself too harshly. And it really takes a toll on your self-esteem. It's like a whole journey. I don't know if it's a
No,
big
you're
deal for
right.
me or everyone. But it's really incredible how a simple thing can just be such a big thing in your mind, you know, if you let it,
Because you're
that
taking a
is,
physical step now, because it's like you described in your like previous podcast that you just feel stuck. You feel like nothing's moving, everything's just stationary. But this is you like actually taking a physical step. And it feels good because you know that you've overcome a fear. You know that there was something in your head that was stopping you. And you've decided to fight it. And you've actually like gone against what like your whole body, basically whole body's telling you to stop, but you've decided to go against it and you've actually like went ahead and published that podcast. I think that's why it feels so amazing. It's just like it can be anything. It can be as simple as like just pressing that publish button or just like writing something down or even just like waking up in the morning sometimes for me. It's like a struggle and it's an achievement. Like I just wake up in the morning and I'm like, nah, today's just not good. I don't want to like leave the house. I don't want to see anyone. I just want to like wear a paper bag on my face. But yeah, I mean it takes really a lot of effort and a lot of self-motivation and I have to give myself like pep talks and stuff before I can like get ready for the day or even like go to classes and things. So you're right, it really is a big thing, the fact that you've decided to publish that, the fact that you've like first of all spoken about it and then published it, because it's something very personal, something that's very close to your heart. And it just makes you feel vulnerable when you're talking about your real emotions and then you're sharing it with the world. It's a big thing. Like, I mean, like, again, like I said, like, maybe no one's listening, but still, you've done your part. So it's off your chest now. It's everyone else's problem. You don't need to worry about that thing now.
So for me, I used to think it's lack of motivation that I keep recording these episodes because I've tried Anchor before and I have recorded the episodes, but then I just keep them aside unpublished. It asks you whether you want to publish it or you want to save this recording and publish it later. I always save the recording because this, you know, I come up with excuses that I'll edit it, I'll make it better or whatever, because it's not lack of motivation. I keep telling myself that maybe it's lack of motivation, but it's
It's
not. It's
not.
actually fear of criticism and judgment. That's and because I'm very self-critical, and I believe everyone else will criticize me definitely. It's like a definite in my mind, and my brain knows that just does not make sense. All the self-help books and blogs that I've read, you know, I know that it's not true, and it doesn't work like that. But the fear, the main thing is the fear. So every time I just hold back, and not just in the podcast, it made me realize that I do this in so many other things in my life as well. And it's clearly self-sabotaging behavior that I keep holding myself back because I'm scared what everyone else will think. And then I just get stuck. And that's the whole problem, feeling stuck. And then it makes you feeling low, and the anxiety and the depression, it makes it worse. So you see what kind of circle it is? It's a toxic circle.
I know, it's like being stuck in a limbo, because you're just like, you're trying to avoid one thing. One thing's bothering you, just like trying to avoid it. But then you keep doing things to add to that anxiety and add to that fear.
Yeah.
I mean, you think that, you know, people are going to judge you. So you just hide yourself instead of like actually facing it.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do that as well. And I know you do that, because every time you're like sad or you're going through a bad phase, you stop talking to everyone. You stop talking to me. So I know that you do that a lot. And I mean, I have this as well. I mean, like I said, there are times when I don't even want to see anyone. Like it's like hard enough that I have to talk to my family, and I can't avoid them. Otherwise, they'll just kick me out of the house. But if I could, I would. So I know, like, it's very real. It's not healthy. It's not right. But it happens, and we can't do anything about it. It's just something that's, you know, we have to live through. We just have to struggle through that phase until we actually start feeling better. But I think things like little things can help. There was this guy, he like told me this thing. He was like, you just keep like, I do the same thing. I just keep judging myself. I'm like way too critical about myself. 100 people will tell me that I look good, and then one person doesn't say anything. They don't say that I look bad. It's like they're just quiet, and I would just assume, oh, they must be thinking that I'm ugly. They're just not able to say it to my face, you know. So it's like we assume a lot of things. And there was this guy who told me that, you know, the minute you start assuming things, that's when you start like digging a hole for yourself, because there's a million things that people could be thinking, but no one has time to think that. You're doing all the thinking for other people, and it's just destroying you, because, you know, you're like not even giving yourself a chance. You're not even like letting anyone else see the good in you. You're not even like letting anyone judge you in a good light. You're like thinking all the bad things, and you're just like assuming that other people are going to say that. And then during that time when you're like assuming, you actually start believing that the other people are thinking that. You're just thinking, oh, maybe they're thinking that. But then the next thought is, no, they're definitely thinking that.
Yeah, it's like too many thoughts, and you know, it literally physically tires you, all this thinking. You know, in this process of guess, the whole guessing game of what everyone thinks about me, and maybe it's bad and da 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 da, all this, it's very tiring. All the energy you can use in other things, in all the other things, literally, you're just wasting. It's like energy is leaking out of you, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it tires you. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to talk to anybody. And it's your mind playing tricks on you, really. You know, the whole loop of seeking validation and self-esteem and all this, you know, I think we can just talk about it for the next hour, because all these things develop when you're a kid, and you seek validation from your parents and your family, and the things they say mean a lot to you, and they can literally change your personality, because you're very plastic at that age. So it's like it's a whole book in itself, really. But we can't change the past. So coming to the present, what you can do is take one step at a time. That's what I spoke about in my last podcast. And I keep thinking of all the steps, you know, months and months can pass and I'll be in the planning stage. I have been thinking of creative journaling since forever, and I know it will help me. And I've tried it for literally 2 days in like 6 months. And I know it works, because every time I do it, when I get started, the blank page just, it's so intimidating. And I feel like literally running away from there. And because I'm scared what might come out, or what if I'm just not able to do anything. So you see how I've started, I start judging myself and setting myself up for failure, even in the simplest things like doodling on a paper. And nobody would ever see that, but it's like a mind game. So, and when I end up doing it, it's like, you know, you feel terrible, you want to throw up, and when you throw up, you feel great after all the junk is out of you. So journaling, it literally works like that. And same as like, okay, you said that, you know, we stop talking to each other when we are going through low periods, and we know that the other person will understand. But in our minds, we really know. It's just one call, and the moment we say hello, we are going to feel all right. It happens every time. We feel great as soon as we start talking, no matter how low we are. And even when we know that, we just, again, the self-sabotaging behavior. We know that talking with your friends is good and it will make everything better. And it always does. It has happened a million times. But even then, every time I go through the phase, I just stop talking. I don't know why I do that. So it's something I need to overcome. So it's really very fascinating, actually, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like you say, like this thing, like we develop it when we were growing up, and it's going to take a while to go over. You know, it's not like you're going to wake up in the morning and everything will be like breezy and everything's going to be great. But it's like you said, you have to take baby steps. Like you have to like take little things one by one and start doing things that make you happy. Start doing things that, you know, you're scared of. And even if it's like something like just going out when you really feel like you don't want to go out, or like just doing your creative journaling. It's just one of those things that's going to help you. Like, you know, it's going to help you deep down, like in your heart, you know that it's going to help you in one way or the other. Like at the most, what's going to happen, it will be rubbish and you will hate it. But at least you will know, and you won't obsess about it. You know, you won't just like spend hours and hours planning and thinking about doing something once you've already tried it and you've turned, like it turns out bad. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. Like it's just something that's going to happen. And then you just move on. Like people die and, you know, other people move on. So it obviously can't be as bad as that. So I think the main message would be really just to, like, if you want to do something, just try it. Don't wait for the right moment. Don't wait for things to go like according to your mood or your plans.
Yeah,
because it's never going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, never works. Yeah, you keep waiting, and tomorrow, and today I'm too tired, and maybe this, and all excuses.
I know, it's because our brains, like you say, our brain just likes to play tricks on us. It just wants us to feel that we're not capable of doing something, because if our minds weren't like that, we wouldn't be in this position in the first place.
Yeah.
We'd be happy because our mind would be like, oh yeah, you go girl, you can get it, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. But no, it just keeps telling us that you can't do it. And that's the reason why we start procrastinating. I can't even say the word. And we just like start like coming up with excuses not to do it, or to like delay it, to leave it, because like we're just too scared to actually dump an idea. Like once an idea comes to us, it's the same thing, just in a different aspect of it. We just think, oh, this idea is there, I can't, like I'm too scared to like get rid of this idea. You either try it or you dump it, you know. Like you
yeah
know.
It's like a zero or one.
Exactly, that's
sometimes that's like a better policy.
I mean, if you feel like something's not working or you don't have time to do that, just move on, try something else, and then come back to it later on when you're feeling better, when you feel like you're ready to take on this challenge, just come back to it. Don't let your mind and your negative thoughts control you. Don't let, you know, your mental state describe who you are. Because you're a person, you're a good person. I've spoken to you, like I've known you for so long. And I just feel like every single time you go into a bad phase, you just start doubting everything. I think you will like start doubting people, which I do as well. And it's such a bad thing. But I start like categorizing people into, oh, this person's like this person like that. Oh, this person has a mustache, so he must be evil.
Yeah, being judgmental.
And I mean, we do that for ourselves and we do that for other people as well, which is like the most horrible thing to do.
Yeah, such a Virgo trait. Again, a judgmental statement, but yeah, let's go ahead.
Anyway, I hope like I said, I don't know if anyone's gonna listen to it, but at least like we've discussed this, it's like off our heads. We can move on, we can do something else. We don't have to like obsess over it for a long time now.
So okay, this episode was like very different from what I was thinking, but it's great nevertheless. So maybe next time we'll get to the things we really love to talk about.
What Bitter Cow's actually about.
This episode turned out to be very different from what I thought it would be, but it's good nevertheless. So hopefully next time, now the ball is rolling. Now I'm pretty comfortable talking about the psychic dreams and all the scary stuff we've been talking about. Because I really want to share that, because a part of me believes that everything we experience is not just a figment of our imagination, or
true,
you know, it's something's going on there. So the more we explore, the more we start recording it, keeping a record of it, all the information mm-hmm. that we have, the psychic powers will get honed as well.
I just had like the scariest thought ever. What if like after like a year or something or 2 years, we come back to our recordings and we find a pattern, like, you know, something starts happening and we're like, oh, you know, like a demon's controlling.
That's totally going to happen.
That'd be so scary.
But remember I told you I don't believe in demons and religious reasons behind that. Oh, this is like a total topic. We'll totally go there.
Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely, we're gonna like do another podcast on that.
All right then.
Yeah.
So this was good. I feel great. And I hope people listen to this one day. And yeah. even if one person benefits from this or, I don't know, listens, yeah. I'll be happy.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be great. I think people are going to listen to it and then think, oh, you know, even if they're going through shit, they'll be like, we have such a good time. These girls are just like complete idiots. They're so sad. So, I mean, they're going to love their life. So either way, it's good.
Yeah, either way, it's good. Cool. So next episode then, maybe tomorrow or whenever.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not after a month and I don't go missing. So. Yeah.
Hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, right. Okay, so maybe I'll close off in a very professional way, even though it's like the first time we are ever recording and we are not even sure if this is recording perfectly or not because Anchor is dicey sometimes. So yeah. You were listening to the Bitter Cows. moo. Yeah, we just ruined it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Even if we were making a great impression till now,
it's just all the dream.
Yeah, creative journaling and handling depression and all that, and then we end with a momo.
But you know how they say, like, if you eat a slug once, then you can eat anything. We already talked about our worst moments and the worst feelings.
Yeah, the slugs have been eaten.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's so like a tagline. Slugs have been eaten. Eat your slugs, children.
Yeah. So. Damn. What's this turning into?
I think it's going downhill. Let's just end it.
Yeah.
All right.
Good idea.
Awesome.